Now entering Nerdist.com.
What's up, guys? Hope you're doing well. Dan Casey here. Hope you're recovering from all the caloric excitement that was Super Bowl Sunday. I know I'm pretty excited because my New England Patriots won. But you know what? The Seahawks gave a valiant effort. Katy Perry at times looked like a fire-type Pokemon. And other times, she looked like the girl who was on fire, Katniss Everdeen. It was a pretty good halftime show, I have to say. I was pretty impressed. But guys, I'm not here to talk about a halftime show. I'm here to introduce today's episode of Today We Learned. Now, unfortunately, this is the last time I will be on the podcast today because I was not here for this episode. Gasp, you should. But that being said, it is a fantastic episode. Our guest, you may know him from The Last Ship, Masters of Sex, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, Crash. He's been in a ton of stuff. Really great guy. And let's light this candle, as we like to say from time to time. So without further ado, Today We Learned number 74 with Jocko Sims.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another fun-filled, fact-filled episode of Today We Learned. We got a great episode. It's a little bit different episode as we've done in the past here. As usual, my name is Razzle, and filling in for the dulcet tones, as he likes to say, of Dan is my very good friend and host of my other podcast, Picking Favorites, all the way from Nerd Machine. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Kentucky Coleman.
Thank you, Razzle. That's a great introduction. It's one of my favorites I've ever heard about myself.
Yeah, what else have you
heard? I don't have dulcet tones, though, so Dan is safe. I'm just going to scream a lot and say lots of profanity.
Please do. Great. There's no filter on
Fuck!
This.
Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry. There's a...
I'm awake now.
I'll be honest, I don't even know what dulcet tones is. I haven't yet Googled
maybe
that
should be something we learn about, like
maybe,
what that
maybe
actually
I'll
comes
look
from.
Up what dulcet actually means today. Maybe I'll do that in a minute here. But our guest, ladies and gentlemen, is very talented actor here. You've seen him on The Last Ship. You've seen him on Masters of Sex, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, one of my favorite movies of last year. You've seen him on Single Ladies, Castle, Emily Owens, MD. I'm scrolling through his IMDb like you guys could do. Detroit 187, a lot of stuff. Burn Notice, he's done a lot of things. Bones, my buddy was on Bones. You might know our Joel David Moore. Did you work with him on Bones?
I do not recall.
Okay, yeah, he was on Bones. He was
2006, if I recall,
was
a year.
He did that a few times. And then you also, I remember reading that you released a song that was on the Crash, I believe, right?
On the series,
on
Crash.
The series Crash.
Absolutely.
You recorded that off of your show there.
Yes.
Jocko, welcome to the show, man.
Welcome to the show.
Like, that was the longest introduction of like credits without saying hello to you.
And the best introduction I've ever had, by the way. And thank you. I forgot about some of those shows. But yes, thank you.
Dude, it's so weird. He kept naming off shows. I'm like, we know a lot of the same people and didn't know it.
Oh.
Interestingly enough, Detroit 187.
Yes.
One of my great girlfriends was on that show, and her name is now drawing. I'm drawing a complete blank.
Oh wow!
To her
great
name.
Girlfriends.
She was really. We hung out a lot back in the day. She was used to date one of my best friends.
And you have no
and
idea
now
what
I
her
cannot
name is.
Remember her name to
Dave,
save my life.
Dave, you
it's
are a
crazy
dick.
That happened just now.
Was she a star of the show?
Yeah, she was like one of the stars of the show.
Natalie Martinez.
Yes, Natalie is like.
Of course, Natalie.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's I knew Natalie awesome. For like 4 years. Yeah,
oh, really?
Like we were. Yeah, like
do you still know Natalie?
I haven't seen. It's funny. I ran into Natalie on Beechwood Canyon like 6 or 8 months ago.
Okay,
that's awesome.
Having dinner. Like, oh my god! Like I haven't seen you in forever.
Shout out to Natalie.
Shout out to Natalie.
She's
I'd
awesome.
Like to know Natalie. I'm just saying.
Me too. I don't think I got to work with Natalie.
Yeah,
but you got to work with Nathan Fillion, who's a really good friend of ours.
Oh, you, Castle or 187.
Yeah. Castle.
Castle, yes.
Yeah, Nathan does stuff with Nerd Machine all the time, does all of our Nerd HQ
really?
Stuff. Yeah, he's one of our good buddies. We love him.
He is awesome. Amazing. He's a very nice guy.
Yep.
He's awesome. A lot of fun.
Welcome, man. And we're both welcome. Like, I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited for you guys to be here.
I'm excited because our other show, we do a lot of very different format than this. I'm excited to learn some crazy facts that Razzle, I'm sure, has in store for us.
This is a fun show. I like this show.
I like doing this show. I think I'll keep doing it.
Thanks doing the show. Jocko,
yes.
As I mentioned prior,
yes.
We like to start off the episode with our guests providing either a fun fact about themselves
okay.
or something you learned recently. No rules,
cool.
No holds barred. What do you got
awesome.
To lay down on us here?
Well, I used to be a porn star.
Okay.
Are we supposed to tell true facts?
Or it can just, whatever.
Just
it
make
can
it
be,
up.
We can make
everybody's
it
gonna
up.
Start googling right now whether or not you did that.
That would be awesome. If I have dreams of being a porn star.
Really?
Just want to throw that out there right
yeah.
now.
Really?
What would your name be?
My name would be what's the rule? You have to take the street you grew up on and your first pet's name.
Yeah, that's
so. That would be Prince Ramsgate.
I like it.
Wow.
Well, Prince Ramsgate.
Prince Ramsgate's pretty good.
You can star in my screenplay that I have titled Indiana Bones in the Temple of Skull Fucking.
You wrote a porn script.
It's the sequel to Indiana.
Loose. Let's say it's an outline. it's an outline. Yeah.
It's the sequel to my other screenplay, Indiana Bones in the Temple. Lapoon.
Okay. So. Raz, when are we producing this?
Let's produce right. Green light.
You know what? Because I was thinking, let me see, a fun fact about either the U.S. Navy, because I'm on the last ship, or something about sex, because Masters of Sex, and clearly sex won.
Sure.
So on the way here, I was just looking up some stuff, honest.
Yeah.
And I found
as
out.
As we all do.
Yeah, I found out that female ferrets actually, can die if they don't have sex while they're in heat. Because they release some sort of hormone, and when it's too much for the body, and they can literally die. So as I found that out on the way here, I realized that I'm a female ferret.
I like it. Our first ferret on the show.
First female ferret
first female
on the show.
Ferret on the show.
You're not in heat now,
it's good
are you?
To meet you guys, I'm always in heat.
God, because this is gonna be a problem.
It's a problem. It's a problem for me.
A group of ferrets is commonly referred to as a business.
Really?
Yeah. A group of ferrets is commonly known as a business. The ferret is a domesticated form of the European polecat, a mammal belonging to the same genus as the weasel.
Did you ever hear the word polecat growing up?
Polecat, I did hear that.
I'm from Kentucky, so I heard it a lot.
Okay.
That was like a derogatory term.
It was?
Yeah.
However, ferrets means, once again, the business.
Yep.
So if I walk into my agency and say, hey, you bunch of fucking ferrets, they might be offended, but they shouldn't be.
They shouldn't be.
Because it's a place of business.
It's a place of business.
Right.
Okay.
That's true. I don't think they'll get it.
They won't get it.
I don't think so.
I'll probably be dropped.
Yeah.
As a client.
Get out.
Or you could call them a bunch of weasels since it's in the same genus.
That's true.
I think that's worse. I think weasel has a very distinct connotation.
You walk in there and
in
you're
this
like,
business,
it does.
I think, you know?
It's slimy.
Yeah, Pauly Shore. What?
Whoa! Where's Pauly at?
Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, the weasel.
Oh, okay. I was like,
oh, man. Insane,
wow,
man.
Look at you doing some weasel impersonation.
Weasel.
Didn't everybody do that after, like,
everybody did.
After Son-in-Law came out?
Son-in-Law.
Which is a very underrated film. Have you ever seen Son-in-Law?
I didn't see that. Who else is it?
Pauly Shore, and I can't remember. You've recognized, like, six people in the movie.
Okay.
But it's really funny. It's like this, like literally Pauly Shore, the weasel, right?
Right.
Goes home with a girlfriend of his to like Iowa to her farm for like the holidays.
I think I do remember that.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen's in it. That's who's in it.
Okay.
And some other people you'd remember.
Yeah.
Kelly.
I like.
She was the best, right?
Pauly Shore's, I would say my favorite Pauly Shore movie would probably have to be Encino Man.
Yes.
Or, it was probably that one. Then Biodome was pretty good, but Encino Man.
I think Son-in-Law.
Encino Man was
I like
so good.
Son-in-Law. I prefer Son-in-Law because Tiffany Amber Thiessen's in it.
Interesting fun fact about Pauly Shore. I think you guys probably know, being the Hollywood connoisseurs you are. He is, isn't he the son or the descendant of the owner of the
comedy store? I think he owns it now.
Owns it.
Mitzi
Shore. He's
coming
up in the world.
Yeah.
He is coming up in the world.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of stuff since then. I mean, didn't he just go to? He was just in the hospital for something, like
something like that.
Something happened. I don't know. But we shouldn't talk about it. Let's talk about Jocko Sims.
Yeah,
why?
Here we go.
Why? Because you're here and he's not.
He's
okay,
not here.
That's a good point. Cool.
And you're way more interesting than Pauly Shore.
Well, thank you.
In my opinion,
thank you.
I want to talk. I mean, I don't know format wise what we're
whatever. What
so where are you going to talk about where you're from? Because you,
we're going to. Let's because I was inquisitive when he first got here. I probably should have waited for till Eric because he had a lot of he was going on. I'm like, oh, we got a lot of good things.
I was talking too much.
Yeah, but
always
Jocko
wait
here.
For the microphone to be on.
Jocko mentioned earlier before we started recording, because if you look on his Wikipedia and his IMDb, it just says how talented he is. It doesn't say where he's from or anything like that. But you're from Houston.
Yeah. Well, I was born in
Houston.
I primarily claim San Antonio is where I grew
up. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hence the Spurs hat he's rocking today.
Oh, my God. I don't go anywhere without my trusty Spurs hat.
Houston is the – real quick, and then we can get back to the Spurs.
Sure.
Don't know anything about sports, but I'll let you tell me.
Awesome.
Houston is the largest city in the southern United States, and it is the – it's the fifth most populated metropolitan area in the United States.
Still,
the,
you know. I bet nobody thinks that. Yeah. I bet they would all say Dallas is bigger.
Mm-hmm. Dallas has always been a little more popular for some reason than Houston.
It's because the TV show Dallas is why.
Is that why?
It's because there was no Houston show.
That's what it was. We need to do a so after you produce that porn. Raz.
Yes.
We need to do a show
called Houston.
Houston. Debbie Does Houston.
Debbie Does Houston.
Not to be associated with Matt Houston, the show from the 80s.
There was
with Lee Horsley.
It didn't quite do it. Still.
It was a good show, though. It was more like a crime,
like
a crime drama, I think. He was like an investigator or a cop or something. He was a good show. He had a great freaking mullet. It was awesome.
Oh.
It was a great mullet. Look it up, everybody. Lee Horsley. He was an amazing actor in the 80s.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lee
Very
Horsley.
Cool.
Houston was founded in 1836. On land near the banks of Buffalo Bayou, and incorporated as a city in 1837.
I'm curious to know how Houston ranks among the fattest cities in America.
Okay.
Because when I think of Houston, I think of the amazing food, barbecue, and whatnot.
He's going to look up the top 100 fattest cities in America.
Good.
Which I'm sure someone has created that webpage.
Yeah.
I think Michigan just takes the top three spots.
Just, yeah.
That I always joke that the Queen song, Fat Bottom Girls, anytime it comes on at a place like where I'm around people, I'm like, oh, this is about Michigan.
Fat Bottom Girls. I love it.
I'm from Kentucky, where everyone's either on Oxycontin or on disability.
Oh,
so
wow.
We have a lot of fat people, too.
Oh, okay.
Let's see here.
I need to get to Michigan. Fat Bottom Girls. Okay.
Let's see here if I can get to it.
They make the rockin' world go round.
While you're looking that up, I got a gift for you guys.
Oh, yeah, look at you.
Awesome. Look at this.
Look at this guy.
Raz, why don't you go ahead and tell them what you're looking at right here?
Oh, I'm looking at a flask with a skull on it.
Yes, indeed.
And I'm going to bet that's going to have some from Houston.
No.
Oh, that's bourbon.
No.
It's whiskey, though, right?
I wouldn't know. I don't drink.
He doesn't drink. He's not a drinker.
Oh, you don't drink?
It smells like church wine to me.
This is going
to
be his first drink.
All this smells the same.
No.
Aristotle, take a sip. A whiff over there. What do you
think? Take a whiff. Wait, don't drink. Have a whiff.
Vodka? This is Patron, my friends. This is tequila.
No way. How did I miss that?
Yeah, it's all good. So, Raz.
And then it has the.
Would you mind doing the honors? Thank you so much.
I've never had
He's literally never had one in his entire life.
Never have?
I'm 33 years sober.
Okay, I don't think we'll get it done in an hour, but I will. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. we're going to have a
gamble.
By
the way, our first podcast session we did on the other show, I brought in tequila bottles.
You did?
Yeah, because we recorded a lot in one day just because people were going to be out of town or whatever, and it did not go great for everybody.
Not as it was planned?
No, let's just say it didn't go great for everyone.
Oh, my God. Was there a fight in the...
No fighting, just hilarious, kind of drunkenness, which was funny.
I was going to say, did your podcast turn into episodes of Real Housewives of Atlanta?
It didn't, but Atlanta, because Atlanta's different than the other ones. My wife watches all those. Man, she'd be like, babe, you got to watch this shit. It's crazy.
I wonder what's different.
Nah, come on. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, there's just a difference in the way the reactions to things are very different. Like,
oh, yeah.
Orange County
it's a big
and
deal.
Atlanta.
It is a big deal. I've walked in on time or two on my mom watching it, and she loves it. And I have to admit, I'm always thoroughly entertained when
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, Nene's crazy.
She is crazy.
Like all those. Yeah, I mean, all those. But they're just. And it's a. But everybody's got. It's a show.
Yeah.
It's a TV show.
It is. And and America loves Nene.
No, for sure.
It's odd.
She's probably the most successful of all the housewives, maybe except for Bethany Frankel in terms of like.
Sure.
Money. But being on TV as an actor and appearing in other stuff.
Right.
Nene beats everybody.
Cool. On to more important things, Dave.
All right. I'll have a little because I do drink a little. I mean, I'll have a little.
Yes, I knew it. I smelled it on you. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm narrating. Dave just took a big gulp of the...
I did. It was good at tequila. Now, I'm embarrassed that I thought it was bourbon. Because, you know, to me, only things in flasks are bourbon.
I tell you
from
what.
From Kentucky, that's all that I ever...
That's my fault.
No, no. You can have whatever you want in your flask.
All right, cool.
Yeah. I like it.
I'm trying to find it, and there's literally...
There's no thing for the fattest cities?
It's all the fattest and fittest, and it's all confusing as to which is which. There's all a bunch of percentages and things that I don't understand.
Although, that's a perfect compliment for the energy drinks we're drinking right now.
How's that?
You never... Oh, dude, when I go to Vegas...
Yeah?
And I don't want to give a specific energy drink away, because I don't know if you guys have any...
No,
you know.
We don't.
So anyway, I drink Rockstars like they're going out of business.
Mm-hmm.
But you take a little Rockstar and vodka...
Really?
Or Rockstar. You can even do it with tequila.
Mm-hmm.
It's my Vegas drink.
Is that your Vegas drink?
Because in Vegas, it's, you know,
you get
up and down.
Crazy.
And a little crazy. It's a little crazy.
You know, I'm sad about the fact that it kind of reminds me of Four Loko.
Oh, yes, Four Loko. My buddies would drink the hell
never,
out of
it. I never tried Four Loko. I didn't.
You missed it.
It's
gone.
Dude.
No, I keep hearing that it's gone, but then I hear people go, oh, no, you can totally find it.
I'm kind of glad it's gone because my buddies would just, like, they would drink that like it was water and, like, it'd be there so like I can be around drunk people somewhat,
yeah,
you know, but it was like, I mean, those things would just like annihilate the person with the biggest threshold of alcohol consumption.
It's odd, and it's not that much alcohol in it compared to what I have in this flask, for example, but something about Four Loko makes you want to either fight,
yeah,
or fill in the blank. I don't know.
Yeah. There's only two things nuts. I like doing, drinking and fighting. That's what I was going to say, and I'm almost out of beer. I think that's from Dazed and Confused, I think.
Or from the state of Kentucky.
Or from Kentucky.
Here's some. So you got Patron in your flask here.
Yes.
Patron is a brand of tequila products produced in Mexico by the Patron Spirits Company. The original Patron tequila was produced by Casa Seven Leguas, one of the oldest Mexican distilleries. St. Martin Spirits purchased the brand rights in 1989, and in 2002, production moved to a new distillery. So it started in, doesn't really say, just, and they bought the rights in 1989. It doesn't, introduced, okay.
You can buy Four Loko right now.
Where?
At UM Liquor in Burbank.
They lowered it. I remember
it's not the original.
I'm just saying, Four Loko's website, you can buy it. It's all over the place, by the way. It's everywhere.
Wow.
Everywhere.
Yeah, they just, what did they do? They took out like half the amount of whatever crazy
I think it was like half. They reduced the caffeine and they reduced the alcohol, I think. Because it was a combination of both that really, it was like an upper
so,
and a
so
down.
So I just carry concentrated caffeine with me.
Perfect.
And moonshine, and I just add it to the Four Loko, so I get back to the original recipe.
We're back in the game.
And he, like, we're talking straight moonshine in the glass jug and the...
Oh, yeah, mason jar full of...
Mason
I'm
jar.
Kentucky. Hello.
Old school.
Hello.
I love it.
Patron tequilas, like all tequilas, are made from the maguey, heart or core, of the blue agave plant. I didn't know that either.
You don't drink, so I can totally get why you don't know that.
I wouldn't even know what a blue agave plant is, but a blue agave plant is an agave plant that is an important economic product of Jalisco, Mexico,
Jalisco, I think. I think it's pronounced Jalisco.
Yes, and if you drank, you would know that.
Yeah.
It's the agave plant that's blue.
Yeah.
The blue agave plant.
Jalisco.
I got to be honest. I don't know if that was correct. That was an awful lot of... That was like the Middle Eastern version of Jalisco.
It was.
Here's the Moroccan
version.
Jaco, are you a prankster on set? Do you do anything? Do you like to joke around and goof around with people?
Yes. You know what? Actually, I used to be a big prankster, but I've kind of toned it down a little bit because I don't want anyone to retaliate. I don't have a great sense of humor when it's turned on me.
Yeah.
It's tenfold. The dish without taking is what you're saying.
I cannot take it. But I've done some pretty fucked up shit to my friends, and they're really, really good sports about it. I'm just trying to think of some of the... I think one of the best pranks that I've done is one of my buddies got really drunk and high and passed out at my house on the 4th of July. And he passed out in the living room. And so I went and created this earthquake sound CD, popped it in the stereo, turned it up full blast, had another buddy of mine kind of lift up the chase that he was laying on in the dark, and I had night vision camera rolling,
okay,
and I had him drop it on cue. I turned the earthquake sound up full blast, and I had some other friends, like, this was a team effort.
Yeah.
Had some other friends, like, banging on the floor hardcore, and the look on his face when he woke up, and he's from Texas, by the way, had never experienced an earthquake. He thought he was going to die in that moment, and it was pretty awesome.
Okay, first of all, where's that video?
Yes, I have it at home. I could, I'm gonna start putting these videos on.
I think you should put it on, yeah.
Put that on YouTube, and
I'll link right to it, to our my 80,000 Nerd Machine followers. Like, hey, you got to check out this prank Jocko pulled on his buddy.
Absolutely. If you guys are listening, shout out L Goody 420 for being a good sport out there with the earthquake. L Goody 420, hit him up right now. Tell him you just heard about the earthquake video.
That's amazing. I love it. Dave, have you ever pulled any fun pranks on anybody?
I'm not really. I mean, like, most of the thing, like, you pretend like you fall, and like you fall down, and you start screaming, and everybody comes running around the corner, freaked out, and they're like, you're like, oh my god, and they're like, oh my god, what do I do? And then they're like, I'm fine. I'm just, yeah. I mean, not really, because I guess it's true. I don't really think about doing it, because I think that part of it is I don't want to be mean in a way. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, because I don't think that I would pull back at the level. You know what I mean? Like, if I was going to do a prank, I would pull it to the, like, you're going to crap your pants level.
Okay.
Because I'm like, otherwise, what's really the point of doing it? Exactly. Like, I don't want to half-ass a prank. If I'm going to prank, like, you're going to think, like,
you're going to die.
Like, I'm going to pretend like your house is burning down.
Yeah.
Or something like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's, like, that far, and I haven't.
Yep.
I just don't want to.
As long as you tape it, I find that if you videotape it, you feel a lot less bad about what you're doing somehow, because you get to share it with them, and they're like, wait, don't kill me. Look, you get to watch it, and then they're
right.
Like, and they smile. And
yeah, maybe it's because I didn't love the show Punk'd. You know what I mean?
Didn't?
I didn't love, because I was always like, and I this is people are going to probably get mad at me for saying shit like this, but I'm like, you're kind of a dick.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, oh, you're gonna. First of all, you make me look like an asshole, because I mean, yeah, you're going to be upset and you're going to be pissed and you're going to be like freaking out because you don't know what to do. Because number one, like, you're not like the people that get it done to them aren't. And I say this again, and I don't use the word regular people in a derogatory way.
Sure.
What I'm saying is, when you're famous and you have a lot of money and you're used to a certain lifestyle treatment by other people, your reactions aren't going to be the same as a regular person, like losing their car or whatever.
Sure.
Right? And you have to be very careful. But you also can get, I mean, in more trouble. Like, you have to be very careful about your reactions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
No one ever, like, did that show and was like, oh my god, I looked awesome when my thing happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
Because I'm always like, you're kind of a dick for just effing with your friends like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I get the whole idea, like, oh, it's funny.
Right.
I don't think you'd think it was funny if it happened to you every time.
No, that's the point of it being a prank.
No, I know, but it's like pulling a prank on your friends is one thing, but like turning it into a show and then just effing with people that you know, because that's the only way that should happen is like, oh, we know this guy. We can pull something on him because we know a little bit about him personally.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, oh, well, I know all these people, so we can punk these 10 people and make it a series.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe I'm just being a little close about it, but I just, I don't know.
I feel you. I actually feel you. And I'm wondering, though, what just came to mind is how many times Ashton Kutcher has, his friends have tried to punk him just because he was the host of that show.
Yeah,
that's got to suck. Like, you know, them trying to pull.
Well, I would say you kind of deserve it.
Yeah, and that too.
I hope a lot. Like, just because I mean, I'm a huge fan. I love a good joke. I love a good, you know, I love all that stuff. And
I think it's different than Jackass, because in Jackass,
you're pranking yourself.
You're pranking yourself, and everybody's in on it.
Yeah.
It's not just like, I'm going to get you, and I'm never going to get got. Like, when you watch those guys get kicked in the face or, like, staple gunned or whatever, you're like, that's coming around to everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've only almost thrown up twice watching something in the theater, and both times was during the Jackass movie. It was a Jackass 3, I think.
The toilet thing, the porta potty, one?
That one, which it went all in the face, right?
Oh, it was the worst. Yeah, that was one of the worst things ever.
That was gag one, when I gagged and almost threw up, and the other time was when, I think it was Preston, the big guy, who was jogging in the plastic suit.
Oh,
sweated in the suit, and then, what was it, Steve-O drank?
Yeah. That was probably one of the grossest things I've ever seen in my life.
I'll tell you what, the Jackass 3D, the 3D in the theater in 3D, had to be the best use of 3D I've ever seen. Oh, it's so God. Some of that is just so gross. Oh, but it's so funny.
But it's great. Oh, that's so, but that kind of thing I get because they're like yeah. doing so to funny. Each other. They're all in on it, and they prank each other on set behind yeah. the scenes all the time.
Right.
But you know, like it's the possibility.
Yeah.
Like every person there is like in on the joke. Like if you're a director of the movie,
yeah.
you may get it too.
You might get it,
you're
Spike
one of the
Jones.
Producers. You may get it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You may get it too.
It's interesting, Jocko, that you pranked someone with an earthquake that yeah. makes them fear for their life.
Right.
Because on April's Fool's Day in 1974, a man hauled 70 tires into the crater of a dormant volcano in Alaska and set them on fire, terrifying residents into thinking the volcano was erupting again.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. I mean, environmentally terrible, but it's really funny.
Oh my! Yeah. I'm sure there was like some jail time for that guy.
Just, I'm sure
they found some law he broke and locked him up.
What, in Alaska? Yeah, probably. No, probably not. Actually, 1970s. They probably never like that's funny.
Oh, that's right. Nowadays,
now, yeah.
Mount Edgecombe.
Now you can't have any fun burning tires.
No.
Because of him, burning tires yeah. is illegal. Mount Edgecombe is the current name of a dormant volcano located at the southern end of Khruzoff Island in Alaska, of which it is the highest point. Oliver, also known as Porky Bickar, flew in and ignited 100 old tires in the crater, convincing nearby residents of Sitka, Alaska, that the volcano was erupting.
Sitka, by the way, another fun fact for you,
yeah.
was the setting for a movie with Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock called The Proposal.
Oh.
Okay.
Do you guys remember that movie?
I do. I remember.
It was in Sitka, Alaska.
I liked
that movie. Wow. It was a Ryan Reynolds movie, so it didn't do well?
It actually did really well. Proposal. Sandra Bullock movie.
Sandra Bullock
yeah.
opened
she saved it.
Yeah. No. Look, Ryan does okay movies. Green Lantern wasn't his fault. It wasn't his fault.
Is he playing,
honestly?
Is he playing Deadpool?
Yeah, he is.
That looks badass.
Yeah,
dude,
no,
clip, right?
Yeah, that online clip, which I don't even know how. Like that thing's unbelievable.
It dude, is pretty.
If the movie is just like that, which I've read the script, a great like it's. I mean, it leaked. Anybody can really read it. But we had the writer of it, Rhett Reese, is a good friend of mine. He was on the show not too long ago.
Right.
He wrote it, and it's been in. They've been trying to make it for so long, and then that clip leaked. In quotations,
yeah.
leaked by like
right.
the guy who wanted to direct it, and they put it out there because they knew it would blow up nowadays, and it did so well. They're making that new movie, and if they can just make 90 minutes of that clip that's online,
yeah,
it'll.
It's
be
funny.
Such
I couldn't tell
movie.
Like they that clip is so seamless, and it's from real guy to unless it's all CG, mm-hmm. but I can't tell the difference
Some
in
the
clip.
Best. Yeah,
like I was like, oh my God, that is that real or is that just a
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't tell. Because it's funny.
I don't know how these guys come up with this shit, where they find the teams to do this.
Dude.
It's unbelievable.
It blows my mind. Like, it's an acquaintance of mine is somewhere in some other weird part of the globe. I don't know because he's always posting photos of weird, you know, where he's at. But he's directing the new Kong movie, the new prequel for Kong. And just the photos he's posting of places he's at. Is mind blowing how beautiful of nature and just like how do you who what movie scout locations
yeah.
master
he's just in New Zealand
yeah.
he's just in New Zealand he's just in New Zealand he's like turning the cameras like, going like this and he's turning to his right and it's a totally
different
landscape yeah it's like Lord of the Rings
so this is a Kong, like King Kong like
yeah
the
it's
prequel?
A prequel
so
it's
is he
Skull
like a,
Island
like Baby Kong is he
I don't know it's,
when there was more than just one King Kong
like,
you know
probably,
what I mean like because
yeah.
there had to be. Other king, they had to be other Kong, like
oh.
other gorillas. I mean, that's how
it's called, like King Kong Skull Island, and it's going to be like a prequel of that. Like supposedly Keaton's going to be in it, and you got
dude Keaton
Tom,
can be
Tom
in,
Hiddleston's going to be in it from Loki from the
Keaton
can
be in anything he wants to
yeah.
from now for like 5 years from now
gonna,
for 5 years he can be in anything he wants.
You're talking about the Michael, right?
The Michael,
okay.
the
I'm
Batman.
Seeing, I'm seeing Birdman
the Batman.
Tonight.
Oh really?
Nice. You guys,
I gotta see it.
You haven't seen it? Okay. Oh,
I've
wow.
seen it. It's so good. I'm not going to talk
okay.
about it
because
it's amazing.
Awesome. Can't wait.
It's awesome. Speaking of Kongs and apes and all of that, Jocko, you were in the most recent Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
I was in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, which I couldn't believe. My dad actually is a huge fan of the franchise.
Of course, he's a smart man.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And dad likes cool things.
He loves awesome shit. He loves horror movies, and he calls him, my dad is from the old school. He calls them monster pictures.
Oh, I like it. That's great. No, that's awesome.
And he watches all the black and white stuff too. But he loved Planet of the Apes, and when Rise came out, I sent him the trailer. I said, "Oh my God, can you believe this?" And he watched it like 20 times. He couldn't believe it. And when I auditioned for Don, I didn't tell him.
Yeah.
That auditioned, and then. When I got the part, I called him and told him I was going to be. He couldn't believe it. But it was cool. I got to work with Gary Oldman, who is Gary fucking Oldman.
Dude, Gary
right. Sir Gary fucking Oldman, yeah.
I can retire now. That was great. But it was awesome, man. I had a great time on it. That's and I played awesome. A human, for the record, if those of you
yeah, I haven't seen it, so I was like, did you get to be the human side?
Well, I mean, either I would have been cool either way, but the best part is me being an African-American, being on the red carpet, and random journalists walking up to me and say, "What's it like playing an ape?" And I was like, "I don't know."
Oh, you're shitting me.
It was awesome. No, I loved it. I just pretended to be angry. I just looked at them and I said, "I played a human. Thank you." But I was actually laughing on the inside.
So, I bet so many people were like, "Oh fuck! I'm out. I'm done.
So
this is my last interview I'm ever doing ever."
The looks on their faces were priceless.
Dude, that's perfect that you did that. That's amazing. What's it like playing it? Clearly, you haven't read anything about the movie. You don't know anything about the movie,
dude.
But I'm just gonna assume that you played an ape.
I love it.
That's so funny.
Awesome. I love it. That was my best part of the premiere. Was
oh, I gotta imagine, man. Yeah. That's
dude. I want to find every clip of that time. Like, and I'm sure they didn't air any of those things. They're like, "I'm not putting that on there that I said that," and he looked at me like, "What an asshole."
It was awesome. To their credit, they hadn't seen the movie yet. No one had seen it, so that's all.
I'll tell you what, that movie's so good, dude.
I have to watch it. I know.
I'm a huge fan of all the Planet of the Apes movies, like, and I'll stand behind Tim Burton's one. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I would have liked to have seen where it's gone.
Sure.
And for the record, the Tim Burton movie is more of a So, Planet of the Apes 1, which I got a fun fact. I've mentioned it before on the podcast, but I'll mention it to you guys since it's relevant right now. But the original Planet of the Apes movie was based off of a book. And the book had more in play with the spoiler alert. It had more in play with the Tim Burton movie. The Tim Burton movie was more of a reboot of the book of sorts.
Okay.
Because the book, long story short, had to deal with the twist was that you're reading a novel of these space people find like a book and all of that, and they're reading these like a journal of what happened to a human who landed on a Planet of the Apes, and he's all like, "Oh, I'm intelligent," and all that, and all of the astronauts are like, "Well, this could never happen. This is absurd." And the twist is they're ape astronauts being like, "There's no intelligent human life," type of a thing. So,
wow,
it was very much in the sense of the Tim Burton book being like intelligent astronauts. Then when it ends back, he's back on a planet of civilized apes, you know, doing their thing. So it's kind of more of like a, from my recollection, more of that. But back to the original Planet of the Apes, the Rod Serling, the creator and director and narrator and writer of Twilight Zone, he co-wrote the original film adaptation of Planet of the Apes, original one, which is why he's the reason for the twist ending of the Statue of Liberty. He wrote that Statue of Liberty twist ending that it was Earth the whole time.
Oh, wow.
Rod Serling. Fun fact.
That's badass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Rod, he created the Twilight Zone. You know, I just saw last month, I hadn't seen it in a long time, Twilight Zone the movie.
Oh, I haven't seen that in a long time.
So awesome. Much controversy around that movie, like people dying and like it's terrible.
John Landis, God bless him.
Yeah.
Was it Rob Morrow was the actor? And two other young child actors were killed on the set of that by a helicopter.
They
got decapitated. Awful. Talk about that, freaky. Oh,
yeah. The Twilight Zone tragedy occurred when a Bell UH-1 Iroquois helicopter crashed on July 23rd, 1982 at Indian Dunes in Valencia, Santa Clarita, California during the making of the Twilight Zone, the movie. The crash killed three people on the ground. Actor Vic Morrow.
Rob Morrow, I think, was on Northern Exposure.
Oh, crap.
And Numbers.
Rob is still alive.
He is.
Thank God he's not decapitated.
Vic Morrow and two child actors Micah Dinley and Renee Shin Ye Chan, and injured six other passengers.
And it's on tape. Not that you should go look up anything that horrible. Seen it.
Yeah, it's bad. It's a bad.
Don't. Yeah.
Do not I can hear it's you. Not I can hear you typing. Dude, stop it's, typing.
Guys, stop you guys are typing. Horrible.
Guys, stop typing.
It's not gruesome. You don't see anything like what you do on Live Leak, so I heard.
Oh, Live Leak. That's going to be my new website I'm not going to go to. Live Leak.
Have you ever been to that?
No, but I.
Oh, my God.
It sounds.
Yeah, you can't. It's.
It's addictive and sick. And addictive.
We're learning a lot about you right now, Jocko.
I hear.
Do you Reddit? Do you go on Reddit at all?
I'm not a Reddit person, but things get sent to me and I love it.
There's a thing on Reddit called R5050, and it's very similar where it's a headline and you click it's Reddit's all base links. So it's R5050 and it'll be like cute panda saving a child from a lion or person getting hit by a train after stealing a purse. So it's always like it's always like something really cool or something cute and cuddly or like a hot chick, you know, a naked chick or whatever. And then it's like one of them was guy. This was a real one that I clicked on and I was really hoping it was the gross one. It was cheese pizza on a guy's leg or dude gets his leg cut by running of the bulls. And it was the dude got his leg cut running with the bulls and like his whole leg opened up and it looked like it was a cheese pizza falling to the ground.
Oh no.
So gross.
Reddit 50/50.
I love he's like it's so gross. Razzle, you're a terrible person.
I'm a horrible being. I'm a horrible individual.
It's surprising because I didn't think that about you when I first met you, but now
I am
100% sure.
It's fitting we talked about alcohol and we talked about Patron. And Dave has lived in New Orleans for a little bit in Louisiana.
My wife's from there, so it's now my home. Yeah,
all right.
You live there now?
I go no. I live here, but we go back there all the time. Gotcha, my tattooed it on my arm. It's love my favorite it. Place. Nola is the best.
Planet of the Apes was shot there, by
the way. Nola is the best place in the world. By the way, my favorite city on the earth. On the earth.
I mean, Los Angeles is pretty
good. LA's badass too.
LA's badass.
LA's not bad. I'll give you that. It's not bad.
There is a bar in New Orleans, Louisiana, that is older than the United States.
You're gonna probably, and I guess you're gonna say it's on Bourbon Street. It's at the north end of Bourbon Street, and it's gonna be. Why am I blanking on the name? But I know the name of it.
Keep thinking.
I know the name of it.
This is fun.
I literally had a purple drink from there about 3 months ago. Jean Lafitte?
Yes.
It says it's the oldest bar in America.
Yeah.
Established July 3rd, 1776.
1772.
Yeah.
Wow, like the guy opened it the day before. Like, hey,
I see something coming. I better incorporate today. But there's no business. There's no government to incorporate with. You know what I'm saying? So it's just
I've been here. Yeah. How do we know he's not full of shit? Like there was no government.
No, it's been, dude. It's so funny. You go in there and there's like all these daiquiri machines.
Oh yeah.
It's really kind of funny. It's like a 250-year-old building with daiquiri machines in it, like big, you know, modern, like just purple drink.
I love it. I got to go back just to go to that bar.
It's great. Lafitte's, right?
Lafitte's. Yeah. Lafitte's Blacksmith Shop is a tavern located on the corner of Bourbon Street and St. Philip Street. The tavern's building, built sometime before 1772, is one of the older surviving structures in New Orleans. The Ursuline Convent, for example, is older, and it has been called the oldest continually occupied bar in the United States.
It's an awesome bar. Wow. It's really good. Wow. It's got a great smell.
And daiquiri machines.
Daiquiri machines, because every place in New Orleans has daiquiri machines. The best part, one of the best parts about New Orleans is drive-through daiquiri bars. Wait, you've never been to a drive-through daiquiri bar?
Wait a minute.
Daiquiris and creams. You never been that?
Wait, you drive through?
Yeah,
so you're drinking and driving.
No. So what they do is you can buy, by the way, you can buy a 44-ounce margarita.
Okay.
And they give it to you in a big styrofoam cup with a straw in it. But they leave the top on the straw, like just the top part of the white. That is not classified as an open container.
Gotcha. Because, you know, Lord knows you can't just.
Well, you can't put it back on. What you do is you have a second straw that has the top on it.
All right.
So if you get pulled over, then you take this one straw out, put the straw in with the top. So he's like, no, I just bought this. It's totally closed.
That is one of the many reasons I love Louisiana. I mean, they have an open.
Yeah, it's open container. Yeah, you just go wherever.
Walk around with your flask and walk around in the street.
Flask. You can walk around with a freaking yard of beer, in a big plastic cup. Yeah.
Which, I don't disagree with completely. I mean, like, as long as you're not driving under the influence, why it's no different. You're in a bar drinking.
Yeah.
Why can't you just be drinking? It's really an odd law.
Says the man who's never had a drink in his life.
Yeah, but it is. But I mean, it's like, I all my friends do it.
I think
are some laws where it's like, as much as I don't smoke, and I love that you can't smoke indoors in big cities, but then again, as this part capitalist in me, it's like, if I wanted to open up a bar and let people smoke inside it, then you should be able to smoke inside the bar. If you don't want to be in a bar that has smoke,
don't come here.
Go to a different bar.
Yeah, the problem, it turns into employees and health coverage and all liability and all that stuff. But that's what it is.
That's what it is. Today, you can't do that shit. You can't burn tires and throw them in a fucking volcano. What's happening to our freedom?
I can't dump anything in the creek that I want to. It's bullshit. It's total bullshit.
Obama is what it's called. It's his fault.
Everything's his fault.
Everything's his fault.
When are we going to talk about The Last Ship? Because I really like that show.
Let's talk about The Last Ship right now.
I watch that show every week.
Let's talk about it.
One of my really good friends is on that show.
Who?
Did you see that face?
I don't know why.
I know why that face is there.
Did you forget the name?
No, I know his name.
What's his name?
Adam's one of my really good friends.
I love Adam Bob.
See, that's good. That's good.
Some people don't love Adam. Some people bust Adam. Adam is a great dude. He just tells you what he thinks all the time, and he doesn't care.
You know what's funny? I keep hearing that about Adam.
But he's cool, right?
And I hear about some of the controversial things he might have said here and there. I don't know anything about it. I just know that I have a good time when I'm hanging out with him. He's awesome.
He's like, listen,
I have a radio show, and he came to my radio show, and check this out. This radio show I host, by the way, it's called Apollo Night LA.
Absolutely.
And we play unsigned artists' music, and it's 99.9% hip-hop and R&B. He knows this coming in, Adam, and he comes in and critiqued the music. He had some drinks with us. And
Adam's awesome.
He's the best guy. He's awesome.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's like, his son is a musician and into the craziest heavy metal, hardcore death metal.
Absolutely.
He was telling me some of the names of the bands that I was like, are you, like, literally, it was like Aborted Fetus was the name of a band. Like, literally, like, that bad. But he's an awesome guy. And I love that. I started watching the show. I love the show. I think it's a great, I think it's very atypical for television right now. There aren't very many pro-military, pro-America action shows on TV anymore. And I think that you guys have really found a niche for that kind of show.
Oh.
And you guys do it justice. And I know that you guys are super respectful of the Navy.
Absolutely.
Which is super commendable. Adam is a, huge fan of the military and wants to portray it in the best light possible. And I think you guys do a great job. It's fun. It's an exciting show.
And that's thanks to the U.S. Navy. They're very supportive of what we've been doing, and without their support, we wouldn't be able to do a show this massive on this scale. I mean, we're literally on U.S. destroyers in San Diego. It's incredible. And I heard that our poster's up at the Pentagon.
Holy shit. No way.
That's badass.
Congratulations.
That is badass.
Congratulations, man.
That's awesome.
You're part of the Illuminati hashtag.
Hey, oh, my God.
Illuminati.
The shadow government.
The shadow government.
That's a whole other
Jocko,
show.
That brings me, are you a lizard person?
I don't know what you mean by that.
It's
a whole
conspiracy there.
Yeah,
all the presidents and everything. Like, everybody that's ever ran any government is secretly a lizard person alien.
Okay.
Like in the movie, like in the TV show V, like
oh,
visitors,
gotcha,
remember that?
Gotcha,
or like
gotcha.
they were all lizards. You're like,
right.
How would they get to be so?
Why do you think that when you Googled me, you couldn't find anything on my history?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I have no origin.
Have you ever, are you a video gamer? Are you?
I appreciate
were you,
them.
Or, yeah, did you?
I do. I play a couple of games now that I can't live without.
What do you play?
I play NBA 2K.
All right. Good game. Good game.
I love that. And mainly because I'm a Spurs fan and I just play with the Spurs.
You just play the Spurs all the time?
Yeah. that sounds weird.
Now, you play Duncan or Ginobili?
You know what? I'm back and forth. I was a Ginobili fan for a long time, but he's my man. I love him. He's getting a little old. He's not been able to do what he used to do. Tim Duncan, on the other hand, is still doing the same stuff. And it's because the way he plays.
Right.
Raz, I know you don't watch sports.
Yeah, I'm listening.
This guy doesn't do anything that's just spectacular off the charts. He's not a big dunker, and he plays, you know, a very fundamental style of basketball.
Right.
So he's got, like, I mean, he's 38 years old, and he can play for another 3 to 5 years.
I mean,
as far as I'm concerned.
I think five is a lot, but I mean,
it is
for his position.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to, he's not running and like driving all that stuff. He's like turning around, bank shots.
Yeah,
you know, 18 foot jumpers.
It's awesome.
He's amazing. He's one of the best big men I ever play.
So I'll give you a couple of facts, Raz, since you don't watch sports.
Lay
I'm not a
me.
Huge sports guy, but
okay.
I'm a big San Antonio Spurs fan. I grew up in San Antonio. I used to go to games when I was a kid. I moved to L.A. and realized that when I moved here, at least, the fans here hate the Spurs for many reasons. They always say that they're boring and they're outdated and all this. I love the fact that they won the championship last year. Same core guys. But since Tim Duncan, who was our number one draft pick back in 1997, came and joined the team, they've been the most winning team, not only in basketball, but in all professional sports. Like, you know, that's hockey, that's, you know, football.
That's awesome.
And you're familiar with these, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
You're familiar with these terms
baseball.
Of sports, right?
And it's just, it's incredible what they have done. And I just love them. I'm proud to be a Spurs fan, clearly.
That's awesome.
I mean, no, they're amazing. You probably have the best coach in the NBA.
Absolutely.
Now. Maybe. I mean, he's going to go down as one of the best all time.
Absolutely.
He's not going to have as many championships as Phil.
Correct.
But he also didn't have Michael Jordan.
That's true. And Kobe and Shaq.
So, I mean, you have those guys. It's kind of tough not to win a few championships.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you what. That game they were, was it? It was, I think you guys played the Heat last year?
Yes, we did.
Was that for the finals or that was for
that
the almost leading up to the finals?
That was the finals.
There was one game where it was, we were, because my buddies are huge hockey fans. Mm-hmm. So I was with Joel. We were up in the valley and we were at a bar and they had these TVs and they had the Kings game playing somebody. It was like both games. They had both games going. They had the Spurs game against the Heat and they had the Kings game against whoever they were playing. And they were it was both game seven, I think, because everybody kept going into overtimes.
That. Yeah.
And they had both of these games on screen. And I think both of them did go into overtime. And just trying to watch both of these games of both of these, all four of these teams that have are into game seven. It was just so
overstimulation of the sports activity.
Yeah, I'm not a sports fan at all, but when it's close games like that, I enjoy close games, and I enjoy when if a team's losing and then they catch back up and they start to win.
Right.
I start rooting for the other team that's losing just because it's a close game.
I got you. If you were to listen, if you're gonna jump in, come on over to San Antonio. Become a fan. They're great.
You're not gonna jump in to be a Lakers fan right now.
I will.
Yeah,
I will use any sports facts that can get
wow.
me.
No.
No, you'll have a. But
they're giving away tickets out in front of Staples right now.
No, they're not. Oh, my God. I would not be surprised. But I diverted us and I talked about Spurs.
No,
everything into Spurs.
No.
You were talking about video games.
Oh, don't know. Here.
Oh, right. NBA 2K. What's the other one?
Grand Theft Auto. I purposely haven't played the new one because it's going to consume my life.
Yeah,
so
they can.
I bought two copies. I didn't know that I bought one, and I bought another one.
So you have
one.
Two copies.
And I got home, and I was upset about that. But I haven't played it yet because I know it's going to take up all my time. But I remember playing Grand Theft Auto 4. It was incredible.
That's a crazy video game. That's like one of those things you're like, man, this is pretty violent.
Yeah, and it's just so real and amazing. And
it's
awesome.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's that Sims version of like complete anarchy.
Absolutely.
And criminality. And it's pretty, I mean, it's
dark.
It's dark.
It's scary.
I think the last version of Grand Theft Auto I played is like you could pick up a prostitute and drive under a bridge.
Absolutely.
And then get all your health back, which really doesn't make any sense at all. But you literally, the car would go, and then you get all your health back. You'd be like,
what a world.
What person wrote this to go, this is, oh, I got an idea.
Wouldn't
this is going to be great.
Tired? I feel like
no, that's what I'm saying.
Not
plus,
only that, it's not healthy.
It's not healthy at all.
Yeah.
Especially like in the street, like, you know what I mean? Like, just, you literally just drive up on the street and be like,
love it.
Just get in the car.
And then you can Well, I do not
condone that behavior. Yeah, by the way, no. I'm just saying it was a weird function of the game.
Kids don't play sports games.
Listen. Yeah. Play like games where you build up people.
I was
people,
just
going to
say, don't go
make...
driving under bridges.
That's
don't pick up prostitutes.
Yeah, cool.
Because I was going to say, oh, because you were wait.
Yeah.
no, I was going to turn that into an Eddie Murphy situation, but I'm not going to do it.
Oh God, I know.
Because you work with Eddie. Yeah. Well, I mean, it happened. So he made a mistake.
Poor Eddie. I mean, well, you know, it's old. We're not going to bring that
no,
up.
No, it's old.
Let's not bring up old shit. Yeah. You see what happened to Bill Cosby when old shit was brought up.
I don't even know. I don't know enough about it. I don't want to talk about it because I just don't know. Like, I'm like, I just think it's crazy that like 30 years goes by and then somebody can just
make a joke.
Yeah, and then people are like, oh, it's like, what happened?
Well, I mean, there are like 30
women. No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, it's crazy that kind of like situation can even happen.
When you're, I guess,
you know what I mean? Like that can happen now. You're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
30 people didn't say anything. Like, and I'm not saying he's not like, listen, do the investigation, find out what happened. Right. But it's like, it's crazy.
When you're the most, I mean, you know, when you're king of all media, you know, when you got the biggest hit show on NBC or even in, you know, prior to that and in the movies when he was on Spy, you know, I Spy and all these movies, when you're the biggest
ghost dad,
you can ghost. I mean, it's easy to really just kind of hush, keep things hush. And, you know,
I don't disagree. I don't know. It's like that whole, you see the whole thing with Brian Singer and all these stories come out and you're like, what?
Yeah,
everything happened like a while ago. It isn't like, hey, 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Something happened and we got to go to the authorities. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
again, I have no, I'm sure there, people say where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah.
There's definitely something's going on and they're not talking about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Boy, did this show take a turn.
It did. Well, what happened?
Well, it happens.
Here's a fun fact about ecstasy and roofing.
It was me.
No. Oh my God. This is not a joke.
Not funny. Raz?
Not funny.
The components of.
No, but that's, you know what?
Oh, really? You have this?
No. Oh,
speaking of, but you know what, though?
Speaking of taking alcohol from strangers, Dave, how do you feel right now?
No. No, but you know what's weird? And this is, I'm going to say this, and I don't give a fuck who gets mad at me for saying this. So Tina Fey and Amy Poehler made a rape joke on the freaking Golden Globes.
And it was so funny. No one
said anything.
Because it was so funny.
Yeah.
So the level of is how funny the joke is?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. No, do you know what I mean? Like,
I look, and that's as a, you know, a comic who a lot of, some stand, you know, a lot of people are, you know, say certain jokes shouldn't be joked about or whatever. I don't think there's any line for, you know, if it's executed properly, I think everything can be fun.
No, it comes down to the whole point of like, are there sacred cows or they're not sacred cows,
right?
Like, can you joke about anything or can you not? Because if you look at Paris and the stuff that happened in there just in the last 2 weeks and do you go, is that too across the line? I'm like, not really.
Yeah.
Because people make jokes. I mean, we live in a country where you can make jokes and say anything you want about anybody without repercussions from the government, without thinking people are going to, frankly, come in and shoot everybody.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that just doesn't happen you get shot for other things, but you don't get shot for, like, I drew a cartoon and people got freaked out.
Isn't that wild?
Do you know what I mean? And I think that when you look at, like, people get mad for people making jokes, but Tina Fey and Amy Poehler made a rape joke.
Yeah. I mean, it was
on the biggest stage of like the, you know what I mean, like one of the biggest, most watched award shows there is.
It was disguised as
a rape joke
against Bill Cosby,
and also it's almost.
But it's still,
like,
you're still joking about an alleged rape,
right? But it's also sort of like the whole thing where black people can use the N word and others can't. They're women.
Yeah.
So I guess that gave them the license to make a rape.
But
joke.
To me, that's a really scary precedent. For people to only like, because it's like, well, oh, so it's a get out of jail free card?
No, I don't think it's anything new. I think, again, it's the, you know, you're a part of the club, so you're allowed to, you get a pass. I mean, versus Ricky Gervais, who's, you know, has his fair share of controversial jokes. If he had said something like that, if he was still hosting, it probably would have been more of a backlash being a man, because he would have been deemed insensitive. But I don't think the concept of.
But do you think the alleged, like the accusers, give a shit who makes that joke, whether it's a man or a woman? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you look at it from their perspective, like, why are you the one who gets to mock what is going on with me because you have a vagina.
Yeah.
Well, as a white male, I make so many jokes about shooting innocent black people. Because I'm white male, because cops. Never mind.
I purposely gave him the look that I gave the people who were interviewing.
Who said that for you? How's it like playing an ape?
And just to watch him go, no, I love it. By the way, I love racial humor. As long as it's done in good taste.
Yeah. We'll lighten this up a little bit more nerdy as we wrap up here, Dave.
Let's do it.
I didn't bring up Bill Cosby.
It was me.
Thanks, Dave and John.
I didn't bring up Bill Cosby.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
I think it's exactly the same as Pauly Shore's weasel. That's all I've got. It's this weird, little. That's all I got.
It's a high pitch.
It's the same. It's just a little bit higher pitch. It's the same exact voice.
Yes, indeed.
Jocko, do you remember any?
My mom's calling me.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Can I say?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Say hello. This is fun.
Hey, mom. You're on. You're live. You're on Razzle Dazzle Fazzle's podcast.
Hi.
I'm just kidding. Raz, what's the name of the show?
Today we learned.
Today we're learned. How are you?
We're on what?
You're on. Okay, you have like 5 more seconds. Say something interesting. You have millions of people listening to you right now.
Okay, I just wanted to tell you to break a leg.
No, thank you very much. Awesome. I had to do that disclaimer. Mom, I'll call you right back.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I thought that was going to be a lot more interesting. It would have been interesting if I hadn't given her the disclaimer. She would have called and said, Jocko, did you know where I put my damn... She would have been cussing and stuff.
I love it.
All right. Anyways.
is that your real name, Jocko?
Jocko. Yeah. Well, actually, Jackie is my birth name. I was named after my father and grandfather, and I'm the third. But legend has it, the day I was born, my grandmother on my mom's side said, let's call him Jocko. And I didn't know that was my name until... I was in kindergarten, and I went to class that day, and the teacher said, my name is Jackie. And I was like, no, it's not. It's my dad's name. Like, no, it is. And she showed it to me on a piece of paper. And I went home, and I was very upset. I'm like, you guys lied to me. I didn't know that my name was, so that's how I found out.
You'd never seen your name written anywhere until you went to school. Right.
And no one in my family has ever called me by my real name, Jackie. So I kind of have, like, two names. I go by Jocko, everybody in my family, but officially it's Jackie.
Yeah.
Is there a Jackie Sims in SAG?
And I don't know. There's an actor, Jackie Long, who's in SAG, I'm sure. He's a great actor. But other than that, I'm not sure. As Dave
looks
it up.
That's interesting.
I want to look it up because I know. It's funny because, people move out here and they have to change their name all the time because they have a name of someone who's already in SAG or they got to add a third name.
Right. I thought that was really neat on the Golden Globes. Michael Keaton won, and he's like, I was born Michael Douglas. Like, that's his real name. He straight up said his real name, and it's just like, I was born this, and blah, 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 blah.
Everybody was banging on that speech. I thought it was awesome.
They were banging on it?
Well, they were like, yeah, he sort of came up and like gave this whole like biography about his life, and I'm like,
so what?
He
won an award.
Shut up.
He was the man of the year. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
I agree with
this year.
He could to me, he could have done whatever he wanted any year.
Any year.
He was Batman.
You know why. And he'll forever be Batman.
He was Batman and Mr. Mom. You know what's funny? Little fact from Mr. Mom.
Yeah.
I have a 2-year-old daughter. Who is the best thing on earth?
That's
and
awesome.
Her little bunny rabbit blanket.
Yeah,
we call it the Whoopi.
The Whoopi.
Because of Mr. Mom. That's awesome. Where I got it, and I was like, "That's like her Whoopi. That's what it's called."
That is so
and my
cool.
parents would call it the Whoopi.
Yeah,
they couldn't get the fact that it was called the Whoopi. I was like, "Whoopi," and I'm not joking. Months and months of calling it like them, like, "Oh, is that her Whoopi?" I'm like, "How many times do I have to say with the B?"
I don't know what it is.
Whoopi.
I don't know what it is with parents, like in names. Like, my mom never gets. I have two friends, like two of my best friends.
I only have two.
And it's you guys. It's just me. I have no friends other than Razzle.
Well, since you're playing pranks like earthquake jokes.
Exactly.
On people,
I'm going to
be your friends with that guy.
But I have friends, Matt and Max. And my mom just will forever just mix those names up. She's known them for years. I don't know. It's just like, Mom, this is Max. He's a Persian comedian. Matt is a white guy.
Yeah.
They're not the same. Okay. Anyways.
No, my mom still calls me my brother's name all the time. Right? It's like Brad. Yeah, she calls me Brad all the time. I'm like, Mom, I'm just going, it's just David, Brad, whatever, doesn't matter.
Parents.
Parents.
They just don't understand.
So stupid.
Yo, that song.
Wow, you're going to do a little Will Smith right there?
Early Will Smith was so fucking good, dude.
Y'all want to hear my Will Smith?
Yes, I do.
I'm badass with my impressions, dog.
Yeah. Parents just don't understand.
Dave's busting up. Here, have another shot, Dave.
No, that's funny because I'm like, I'm just thinking of other people you could do, and it'd just be.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you know,
we got
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
We got a call in here. Ladies and gentlemen, former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is on the line. Please, sir.
I'm the Terminator. Get down.
Thank you.
They do sound exactly the same as everything.
You should go into voiceover.
Thank you.
You should do voiceovers for a cartoon.
Thank you very much.
You could do the man. You're like the next Mel Blanc.
I'm going to talk to my agents about that.
Wow, you pulled out Mel Blanc. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that too.
Anyways, back to video games of sorts. One fact. And then we'll start wrapping up here. I vividly remember this. I'm not much of a gamer. I used to play a lot of video games as a kid, and over the course of my life, I've had a lot of the video game systems, from the Commodore 64 to the Atari to the Intellivision, the
Damn.
Nintendo. There was the ColecoVision. Do either of you remember the ColecoVision?
Absolutely not.
I do, because my friend we were talking about earlier, had every single video game system from Pong to Super NES until we got too old to be hanging out playing video games anymore.
That's badass.
It was awesome.
The ColecoVision was was a form of Atari type of a video game system. It is now defunct. It's no longer, but it was originally began as a leather goods company in Connecticut in 1932. In the early days, it was known as the Connecticut Leather Company, which was later shortened to Coleco. Oddly, fellow defunct computer marketer Tandy was also originally a leather goods company, and it switched to electronics after acquiring Radio Shack in 1960.
I remember Tandy. I remember the name Tandy on stuff. I'm a little older than you guys, so
yeah.
Tandy Electronics. I remember that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fun fact about
it makes sense. Tanning.
Yeah.
The process of tanning leather. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Leather into video games.
Yeah.
I never knew that about ColecoVision. That's pretty cool, though.
That's bad.
Yeah. Connecticut Leather Company. I think it would have been really cool if it was called the Connecticut Leather Company Vision. Connecticut Leather Company Vision.
This is a badass show. I'm learning a lot. Since I don't read, I should just come here every week.
Yeah. Here's something that's interesting.
Listen every week.
That's true.
Here's something that, according to an NPR post, pimps wear lots of gold jewelry bought at pawn shops to repawn for bail money, since the cash, when they get arrested, is confiscated, but the jewelry is not. So that's it was on an NPR thing with a talking to a pawn shop guy. So I don't know how true that is, or it might have started back in the day as a thing.
I got to be honest, that totally makes sense.
That does, and that's badass.
That's a pretty smart way to get around, like, the confiscation of your property,
cash. I'm gonna consider that next time I get audited. But I have to say, that when you mentioned pimps, I have to mention the fact that I'm really good friends with the Bishop Don Magic Wand. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this man.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who he is, but I know that from the Airy Code Ludacris song, which I love. So many rappers
pay homage to this man. He self-proclaimed the most famous pimp in the world. He was a pimp back in the 70s.
Oh, I've seen this guy before.
Chicago. What was the name? American Pimp, or I think was the name of the documentary that was on HBO.
Right.
And he pimped for like 30 years. Then he became a preacher, believe it or not.
Of course.
And then so rappers started to, you know, they always glorified him growing up. Snoop Dogg and Diddy and Ludacris, as you mentioned. 50 Cent had him in music videos back in the day. And so he became sort of this pop phenomenon, and he moved to Los Angeles and started making appearances everywhere. You'll see him at the American Music Awards. He sat in the front row, and Diddy was hosting one year, and he brought him up on stage. It was this whole thing with that. He's always at the Playboy Mansion and stuff like that. So, anyways, I met him when I moved into a neighborhood back in 06, and for 7 years, he was my next door neighbor. And I kid you not, it was one of the most interesting places I lived as a result of that. Like, next door, you never know if Mike Tyson would pop up or Snoop Dogg. Like, I've hung out with Snoop at the Bishop's apartment, and it was just it's quite interesting. But I've learned a lot from him. He's an interesting guy.
I like it. I like it. On that note, Jocko, what this is while we wrap up. I know that's a good story. I like that.
Yeah, really
cool. I did not know we were going to go that direction.
I didn't know that guy. That was that name, and I remember hearing that from that song. And then I looked it up, and I've seen his picture You know, absolutely. And I've seen him around.
He's always wearing green. Green is for the money. Gold is for the honeys.
I love it. Jocko, this is the time of the episode where we promote anything you have to promote. You can where can the audience find you on the internets, and what do you have coming up that they can watch and see you in or listen to you on? You mentioned you have a show, a radio show, all that. Everything you got that you want to plug.
Nice.
The floor is yours.
All right, let's do it. I am on the show The Last Ship, which is on TNT, executive produced by Michael Bay.
Great show. Great show.
Yes, we love it. Adam Baldwin's on it. The captain of our ship is Eric Dane, also known as Mick Steamy from Grey's Anatomy, who was an incredible stand-up guy. And we kick ass. The show is basically about this virus that takes over the world. Billions of people have died, and we're just trying to save the world. But it's done so well that, as I said before, the U.S. Navy is completely behind us, and they support us, so it's really awesome. Also, season two of Masters of Sex during the 1950s and 60s. If you haven't seen Masters of Sex, it's a show about Dr. Bill Masters, who was on the forefront of studying sex and exploring all the different psychological effects of sexual behavior, and with his assistant Virginia Johnson, and it's based on a true story, and it's pretty awesome. I don't want to give any spoilers, but I come in and wreck house within his household. So he's having an affair on his wife, and then his wife meets me, and you can fill in the blanks. So then from there, season three is going to be starting this summer, along with season two of The Last Ship. I also host a radio show, as I mentioned before. It's called Apollo Night LA, and we play unsigned artist music. We don't hear the music until we play it live on the show, and we have different guests come in. I may bring in a co-star from one of my shows that I've worked with, or we'll bring in some comedians, or the Bishop Don Magic Wand will come in, and we'll just comment on and have a lot of fun. And we also try to give them positive feedback as well, and tell them how they can.
When is that? When is that show?
It's on every Monday night at 7 p.m., and you can check out the show by going to apollonightla.com.
I love it.
That's awesome. Dude. That's fun. And you have no. How do you get the music? Just submissions, or?
Well, the word is out now, and these artists submit the music. How you submit your music and how you get it, you know, on the show is to go to apollonightla.com, and you can watch a video and find out how to submit your music, or you just send your music. Well, no, I was going to give you the email, but just go to that website, because there's a protocol. My mom actually started the show. And she's a stickler for, you know, how things are done. So, just,
wow,
yeah, go to check out that website.
Laying it down.
Oh, she's laying it down. Like I said, I'm surprised she didn't give you more of a show when she called. She's a
maybe character. Maybe you can have her on the show sometime. Yeah. That'd be really fun.
You would have a great time. You would have.
She
a great
sounds
time.
Awesome.
She's a lot more interesting than me.
I'd love to have your dad on. Just talk about monster facts.
Oh my goodness! When he visits from Texas, then we'll have him come in.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Then people can follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely. On Twitter, I'm Jocko Sims. That's JOCKOSIMS, and on Instagram, Jocko Sims. Facebook, all the same.
I like it.
And also look up my old porn movies, Prince Ramsgate. And hit me up. I'll make appearances at parties, doing all these various impressions.
I like it.
Yeah, I'll do all my different. The Pauly Shore is probably your best one. That's the one I put on the front of your website.
I like
that's
to lead in do. With the Pauly Shore, and then just, you know,
go into the Cosby, and then
and the Will Smith.
Will Smith, it's good.
And the Terminator.
I love it. This is so fun. This has been a great episode. Thanks both of you guys for joining us.
No, I had a great time.
Glad you guys.
Me too.
Could make it. Dave, what do you got to plug? I know you got some things going.
We got some new. We got a lot of stuff happening soon. There'll be some Nerd HQ announcements coming out in a very near future. We're also going to be recording a couple more podcasts for Picking Favorites this weekend. That'll be coming out tomorrow. I guess this is already going to be out. I don't know when this is going to.
This will probably be out next week.
Next week. So you'll just heard the Jason Ritter episode that's just coming out. Will have come out, last week. Stay tuned. We're going to have some new stuff at, so just follow at the Nerd Machine, the Nerd Machine on Facebook, at the Nerd Machine on Instagram. So
cool.
Awesome.
And as usual, you can follow me on Twitter at my name is Razzle and the number two. You can follow Dan at Osteoferocious. You can follow the podcast at TWL Podcast. Shoot us a Gmail at todaywelearnedpodcast@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook, Today We Learned with Razzle and Dan. Give us a good review on iTunes. Give us a good star rating and all that. And tweet it, retweet, whatever you got to do. We appreciate everybody for listening. Want to give Aristotle, a big thanks again for hanging out and recording this and all of that jazz.
You were great today, Aristotle. You really were. I'm impressed.
Want to thank Jocko. Want to thank Dave.
Thank you.
And as always, it's Vichy Sois, sir. It's supposed to be cold. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.